The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 592.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She is the CEO of Prima Stella Management, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Chinny Go. Chinny, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Hi, Sheena. I'm good. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you very much for taking time to talk to me. I'm Chinny. I work as a model manager. I'm with Prima Stella Management based in the Philippines. I manage probably 23 models, all half Asians, Eurasians, as we call them. I basically discovered one of Philippines' pride, Maureen Roblewitz, who is the first Filipina Asia's Next Top Model.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Chinny, what's your cultural background?
Basically, Filipina, Spanish.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
Believe in yourself. The only person who can actually help yourself is yourself. What you want to happen to yourself, what you want to happen to your life. It's just you. It's your confidence. It's your trust in yourself. It's your love for yourself. I'm not sure if there's a quote that like that, but that's what I believe in. And I've been holding on to that for the longest time of my life. My dream, my ambition, and what I want to happen.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think it's a great quote. You know, some quotes are small, are short, some are long. I mean, it's, you know, what you believe in, what your mantra is, and, you know, having belief in yourself is so important. So thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Self-confidence is actually knowing who you are as a person, knowing what you want people to see. Believing, again, I always use believing, it's because there's no one in this world, or no one, even with your family or friends, will actually believe you if you yourself doesn't believe in yourself, what you can do for yourself, for everything. It's like you're the source, what you want to happen. So it's your confidence, that's where your confidence comes from. It's knowing that you can do anything.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. I love how you mentioned the source of what you want to happen, because if we, no matter what happens, if we take action, it has to come from us. You know, it starts with that belief, and then you go ahead and take that action no matter what happens, even if we're scared, even if we don't know what's going to happen, we just go ahead and do it, and you never know what magic comes along the way. So thanks for sharing that great definition. And Chinny, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I had the worst time of, you know, life is never perfect. Life was never perfect for me. It was a struggle, but negativity isn't part of my life. I never saw things negatively. I was always an optimist, knowing that there's always tomorrow, that I can do something better with my life. I never thought I'd be in this position, but I know I had a dream to be in this position, not knowing of what's going to happen every day, but I knew it would happen. So my struggles came from, you know, I was just doing, when you were younger, you're just lost. Like, what am I supposed to do with my life? What am I supposed to do with my life? What am I supposed to do with my life? For the longest time, and I'm already like 37, I'm 38 actually, 38 years old now. So like way back, like when I was in my 20s, I was just doing whatever I can to survive, to live. Came 28, 29, I was like, what the hell am I doing with my life? This is crazy. It's like there's no path, there's no nothing. And then bam, I saw my potential. I believed, going back to belief, I believed in myself. Like, people would always tell me, you know, you can't do that. You're nothing. I didn't finish my school. So they're like, people's perception is you have to be finishing college, you have to have a diploma for you to be able to do what you want in your life. That's not true. It can, you know, we're different people. We have different beliefs. And I never place myself in a situation where I let people tell me what to do. Never did that happen in my life. So that was where I was getting my inspiration from, people to actually turn me down, let me down. So that's why I stood on my ground. I stood on what I believed in. And it brought me where I am. And I'm proud of myself.
Well, thanks for sharing that. I think it's great that you were able to take something negative and turn it into something positive, right? Especially when people tell you you can't do it or you're not capable of doing it. I think it's great that you're able to kind of block those negativities from you and just start to go out there and do what you love. And especially, you know, the position that you in, you mentioned, like, you know, you never thought this would happen to you. And, you know, because that you were able to see your own potential and go out there and just keep going at it no matter what happened. What's your life been like now?
Part of it was I had an advocacy. Then I knew what I wanted. And this happened. It was all part of the process of what I, you know, what I dreamt of happening. So thank God. And still, I'm a work in progress. Still work in progress.
Thanks for sharing that. I love how you mentioned, even though, you know, you're still, you know, you get to live the life that you want. You still have, you know, bad days. Not everyone was always going to have good and bad days. There's days where you're 110% confident and there's days when you're minus 10% confident, but we just keep going, right? We just keep pushing. And, you know, you're a great example of doing that. You just keep pushing for a dream no matter what. And it happened and it came into fruition, which is great. You know, you're representing one of the most famous models in the Philippines. And, you know, that wouldn't have happened if you didn't believe in yourself and saw your own potential. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
You just have to believe in your own potential, yourself. Every day you're given a chance to do something good, to do something better for yourself and for everyone. Yet be inspired every day. Regardless of what, change your perspective, change how you think, change how you see things, people. Everybody has something good in everyone, and that's what you have to focus on instead of being negative. You know, that kills people's life, that kills people's mind, kills people's heart. And that's the most important thing, is know how to love and be authentic. That's basically it. Again, it's so long, but it's like how I see, feel every day for you to be able to keep moving forward with life. And life is so beautiful.
Thanks for sharing those great tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
I just have my Instagram. It's at Chinigo. That's it.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Chinny, you can also head on over to thetalvselfconfidence.com and search for Chinny's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Chinny for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Chinny.
Thank you, Sheena. Super, super thank you. And so I'm so proud that there's one person who's actually trying to tell everybody about Asian women confidence. Thank you. And you're one. You're inspiring me right now to do something better, to do something better for us. Thank you. Again, thank you so much.
Yeah, no worries. And thanks again for sharing your story. It's, you know, it's also a great and inspiring story to help other people realize their own potential. So thanks again. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com to check out cool resources, blog articles, show recaps, and so much more. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.